Hey, let's do one on this. Ortega, Ortega, first name, S as in Sam, Otera, Sotera, Sotera. Our patient is a 70-year-old woman with history of Hodgkin's disease. Also suffers from liver cirrhosis, lymphedema, left supraventricular adenopathy, and chest hyalur / chest adenopathy. Patient recently had a fall. She came in for evaluation. She's been feeling very weak. She's been treated with bendamustine, chemotherapeutic agent, period. Patient's also been using Megase because of weight loss, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Period. She also has some dysphagia odynophagia, O-D-Y-N-O-phagia, when eating. She continues to have right upper quadrant pain, period. On evaluation, it was decided by a patient's oncologist to discontinue chemotherapy given patient's current issues and problems. Patient also has expressly desired no more chemotherapy and would like to be placed on hospice for end-of-life care, period. Patient is total ADL dependent. Patient has severe weakness and weight loss, as was mentioned. Other comorbidities include diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux, history of leukemia. Patient's care was discussed with her daughter. Patient also has severe electrolyte abnormalities because of her recent diarrhea. Patient is also receiving lactulose because of her cirrhosis, and this has been the dose has been adjusted. Period. Patient recently was also diagnosed with nodules of the left lung and other issues that was discussed above. Her patient's GFR is at 35. Albumin is at 1.6. Patient is quite debilitated with a platelet count of 63,000. It has been decided to proceed with hospice care at this time. Patient requires pain medication around the clock and has, once again, minimal appetite. Will keep patient as comfortable as possible. Oh, by the way, incidentally, patient recent CT scan showed what looks like bibasal or pulmonary opacities, pneumonia versus lymphoma. Nevertheless, patient is expected to live less than 6 months and is hospice appropriate. Thank you.